We were listening to music from Caitlin Aurelia Smith from her EP called Thoughts on the Future, a song we heard called I Miss Seeing You Swim, and we just heard guitarist Rosie Bennett and her terrific interpretation of Egberto Gismonti's composition called Agua e Vinho. And you're listening to Beats and Pieces here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Support for X-Ray comes from Beeline Urban Delivery. Beeline supports businesses with access to zero-emission delivery, warehousing, and advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
In recent weeks, we've featured the first two of the three sections comprising this new album by Anthony Tidd and Quite Sane, a follow-up to his brilliant album from a decade ago called Child of Troubled Times. This follow-up entitled To Kill a Child of Troubled Times. The album broken up into three suites of four songs each. Previously, we heard the first suite called Prologue and the second called Mythos. We'll now check out the concluding section called Epilogue. Again, the suite consisting of four songs. First, Shorty's Demise, parts 1 and 2. Then the title song, To Kill a Child of Troubled Times. And the first suite included a song called They Are Always Our Children. The album concludes with a song called They Were Always Our Children. Along with bassist and composer Anthony Tidd, some of the musicians include singer Lauren Talese, Kokai is the MC, saxophonist Miguel Zenon, pianist Paul Cornish, guitarist Miles Okazaki, and drummer Sean Rickman. Here's the concluding suite from Anthony Tidd and Quite Sane, the album called To Kill a Child of Troubled Times, the suite called Epilogue.
stood and prayed that her son might see better days, but all of those prayers were in vain, 'cause he threw his life away.
Oh,
as you do. There's a voice that tells you these untruths. It says that hate's a natural thing that you must cultivate.
Oh,
They were always your children. Every one of them. But if you still can't see this, then this cycle
of mothers' hopes and dreams.
Every one of them
who labor to thwart our destinies.
But if you still can't see this, then this cycle,
as powers that be taint every choice,
may never end.
COINTELPRO style to mute every voice.
They were always your children,
just as you did with Malcolm X.
Every one of them.
You schemed to rob us of our best.
But if you still can't see this, then this cycle,
you hold up high what brings us low,
may never end.
Plant fields of distrust as you sow.
They
that's the concluding portion from the new album by Anthony Tate and Quite Sane, the album called To Kill a Child of Troubled Times. Here on Beats and Pieces on X-Ray FM. And next up, we're going to listen to a magnificent piece of music that was composed precisely 100 years ago. This is music of Béla Bartók. It's his first piano concerto of the three he composed. The work is in the conventional three-movement form. The outer movements are fast movements with a slow movement in the middle. And we'll listen to a terrific recording released just a couple of years ago. This one features the San Francisco Symphony under the direction of Esa-Pekka Salonen. The piano soloist is Pierre-Laurent Aimard.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the San Francisco Symphony under the direction of Esa-Pekka Salonen. Pierre-Laurent Aimard, the featured soloist in that performance of Béla Bartók's first piano concerto, a work composed exactly 100 years ago. My name's Stephen Cantor. Very glad to have been with you for this edition of Beats and Pieces here on X-Ray FM. Be sure to stay tuned for On the Corner with the mighty Bob Hamm. And as you may well have heard me mention by this point, this year marks the centennial anniversary of the birth of both John Coltrane and Miles Davis. So for the rest of this year, we'll be ending Beats and Pieces with something by either Miles Davis or John Coltrane, and then On the Corner we'll begin with a recording by the other. This week, we're going to close out this edition of Beats and Pieces with John Coltrane recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1963. John Coltrane's quartet featuring McCoy Tyner and Jimmy Garrison, and instead of Elvin Jones, Roy Haynes playing the drums. This is a remarkable performance by John Coltrane featuring an incredible cadenza. This is the tune I Want to Talk About You. Thanks so very much for listening.
Thank you. This is your invitation to make it on over to xray.fm and tune in to the